This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. You know, I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting involved in the conversation. Seriously, I really do. You know, what I love about all this, the left is just exploding everywhere. Can't have a conversation. They're just exploding every place. It's great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fish is going to join us at the after the break. Talk about what's going on in the markets. You know, we had four up days. Four down days, or four or five up days. All right, let me rephrase that. We had four or five down days. Now we've had like four or five up days. The market's kind of whacked today. So we're gonna, he'll go through it with us when he gets on with us later on. You know, again, President Trump, it's just shaking. I mean, I am so glad. When he used the word non-presidential, yes, good, thank you. I'm so happy. And I mean that sincerely. Right? I mean, he's out talking to NATO. He's out dealing... Why is it? Why is it that there are only 5 out of 29 countries that have met their commitments to NATO? Why is that okay? Right? Now they're talking that we should get there by 2025. No, you should get there now. You expect us to be there now. You expect us to pick up the slack. You expect us to play by the rules. And not many others do. Right? What good is NATO if Germany is paying Russia billions of dollars for gas and energy? This is President Trump's tweet earlier. Right? Why are there only 5 out of 29 countries that have met their commitment? The U.S. is paying for Europe's protection and then loses billions on trade. So, you know, they're dipping, they're double and triple and quadruple dipping here. Right? We're paying for their protection. Which is really funny because a lot of you guys on the left, you don't want us to send troops there. You don't want us to do any of that stuff, but you want us to pay into NATO, who has troops that go there for protection reasons. And that's okay. We can send them money. Just don't send any troops over there. We are paying for Europe's protection. Think about that. We've saved France a couple of times now. And then they expect us to allow them to take advantage of us from a trade standpoint, and that's okay. Hey, whatever, right? The lunacy never stops. As long as we're kicking ourselves in the teeth, as long as Americans or the U.S. or our U.S. legislators are taking advantage of the American populace, the American public, Americans as a whole, that's acceptable and okay. The minute we start taking advantage of it, in their mind, not mine, all right, of illegals coming to this country, then all of a sudden we're nasty people. We're a nasty, hateful group. That's okay, right? Those other countries need to step up unless they can prove that they just don't have it. Then we'll talk. Right? You have to have some kind of, you know, export. You have to have something you could be able to do. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, with me, with us-ins. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And this just craziness that's going on. I mean, Kerry comes out of the woodwork. Kerry, who should, you know, he's the one that penned that wonderful deal with Iran. And I think that's what he's teed off about mostly, is the fact that President Trump was able to squish his deal with Iran. NATO leaders have pledged their unwavering commitment to boost defense spending on Wednesday following words from President Trump, strong words, actually. And he did that, criticizing them for not spending enough money on their own protection, which I think he's right. I mean, they kind of hide behind daddy's coattails, right? They've been hiding behind our coattails forever. The U.S. And European allies signed a declaration stating that they're committed to improving the balance of sharing the costs and responsibilities for alliance membership. So what's wrong with that? You know, and that declaration came after some confrontational and testy discussion between Trump and NATO leaders. Look at, we've had squishies in there. They don't want to tee off the, what are they going to do? Russia's not going to protect them. They obviously can't protect themselves. It's like they're Europe and some of our European allies, they're like the needy kids in the family. You know what I'm saying? And Trump has been criticizing NATO since the day he started running. And look at all the things they've been allowed to get away with that they've been doing. They don't pay their fair share. And then when they're asked to go out and do something, right, they want more money from us. They want our troops and they want our money. Who are we? I mean, you guys on the left are always screaming, we can't be the nation's, the world's police. Well, I guess we are in this case, aren't we? You know what I'm saying? Seriously. It does. It gets very old after a while. Trump also pressed NATO countries to fulfill their goal of spending 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. NATO estimated that 15 members, or just over half, will meet that benchmark. Forget it. Might. Over half might. No, then get out. You don't get a vote. Can't pay? Don't get a vote. Via Twitter, he called for members to meet the 2% commitment immediately, and in a statement Wednesday, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump at the summit suggested that countries not only meet their commitment of 2%, but they really should increase it to 4%. I mean, look at the budget. Look at what these people spend. Trump wants to see our allies share more of the burden. Right? They're meeting the very... They can't even meet the minimum obligation. Sitting around going, can you at least do this? Yeah, sure we can. We just won't pay it. You know, there's a line out of a Groucho Marx movie. And he says to one of the professors at the college, he goes, hey, what am I paying you guys? He says, well, $5,000 a year. It's an old movie. $5,000 a year. But we've never been paid. He said, well, in that case, I'll double your salary. This is what's going on here. These guys aren't paying anything. Right? Now, Trump can say 4% all he wants to, but if they're not paying anything, there's got to be something in it that hurts them. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
You pure, natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Come on, I thought we'd have some happy music going into the our finance report here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on because I have so much fun with him. We get so much information from him as well. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. And, again, you know, even though his company's into precious metals, we talk about everything finance when David's on with us. And we get some history lessons, geography lessons, all kinds of lessons when David's with me. And David, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the show.
My pleasure to be on your program. What a roller coaster we've been facing in this market, though, like I've been saying at the beginning of the year. And certainly this week's been this week and since last time I was on your program, just a big roller coaster in the markets.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think last time I spoke, we were like 4 or 5 days down on the downward spiral, and then now we've had 4 or 5 days on the upward spiral. But listen, let's get to international news first. We can get into money stuff in a minute here. You know, when you talk about Britain, they're in the news. Well, they've been in the news now for a couple of days. They're on real shaky grounds. You know, Brexit is a problem. Theresa May is a problem, not just to the English people, but to the European Union as a whole. Tell us what's happening. Why is that, or how is that affecting the markets?
Well, I think the world is putting on tariffs on crumpets and teas, and Britain's feeling the effect of it. No, not really, but they're trying to Brexit. You know, that's what this comes down to. And, you know, just for those that are coming and hearing this for the first time, Brexit is Britain leaving the European Union, mm-hmm. and they announced that back in 2016, June, they held a referendum, and they voted, 52% of the citizens said, let's get out from under being under Brussels, the European Monetary Union, and let's stand our own 2 feet. To do so, that means a lot of negotiations, and it's been an uphill battle, and here we are a couple of years since then, 2 years, 2 months, 2 years, 1 month since then, and they're supposed to have this done by 2019, March 29th, when that would officially take place. But the problem is, the cabinet of Britain, Theresa May's cabinet, is having a little bit of a spasm, and they're revolting, and people have stepped down, five major people have stepped down, two of those are significant ones. They had a big meeting last Friday, a 12-hour meeting, so imagine our Congress having a 12-hour meeting, and we're not talking about people standing up and giving a 24-hour speech, or a 10-hour speech out of 12 hours, we're talking about they're all there, they're arguing about, you know, will this be a, what you call a soft Brexit or a hard Brexit? And the difference is simple as this. A hard Brexit, which is what the people voted for, Joe, saying we want to not pay money to the European Union,
right,
and we want to make our own laws once again and stand our own 2 feet and live and die by that. That's a hard Brexit. And that's what most of the cabinet wanted and agreed to. Theresa May is trying to push for that, but she's getting pushback from Brussels. And so a soft Brexit is saying, yeah, we'll still be independent, but we'll be a colony in essence and still have the European Union dictate our laws. So this is being not a turmoil in the market yet. It was a turmoil when they announced this in 2016, the vote, but it could turn into a turmoil, and that's why we talk about it and watch it.
You know, again, when it comes, and people don't realize, you and I have talked about this a million times, and if you're just tuning in, Dave and I have discussed before, when you have something like this, Britain, for all intents and purposes, financially, they're pretty solid, correct? Or am I off?
No, they're pretty solid, but Britain is divided into two camps like we have, you know, Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
Britain, they're divided on this whole Brexit deal. There are some cabinet members that are just totally for, and then some are saying this is dumb. We're going to slit our own throat because of trade. So, you know,
but the people wanted it. I mean, part of what I'm saying, though, is by them breaking away from the EU and being their own, not only did they make their own laws, but I mean, you got a lot of countries around them that they were shoring up or supporting through the, you know, through the European Union Bank, whatever it's called. It's just craziness, and I don't know why the people's will. But they said they may not make it to the they may not make it by the time frame they need. So. And then you look at China, you know, they've obviously now they've been in the news. We've got new tariffs with China going on. And again, you know, you've got economists on both sides of this issue. Give me your take on whether this is just a bump or this war is going to go on for a while.
No, this is a full-blown trade war now, Joe. We implemented $34 billion in tariffs last Friday, and the markets did not go down. People thought they were going to go down. So the market ignored it. I'd also ignored it on Monday, ignored it on Tuesday, but now the market's saying this is going to be turned into a problem. What happened is some numbers came out that the market now is interpreting this could turn into a problem. Some of the numbers are like soybeans are down 16% in 2 months. A soybean dropping 5% is going to cause a loss in most of the farmers in the United States. A 16% drop in soybean prices is a guaranteed loss for the Midwest. And so this is going to affect definitely a portion of Trump's base, which are farmers. So that's coming out. United States said we're going to implement another $200 billion in incremental tariffs. And China, let's put this into perspective. China only imports $130 billion in trade. So they can't do this thing tit for tat, but they're going to do other things. They're going to have a four-point Chinese defense. They're going to assess the impacts of tariffs. They're going to use income that was raised by counter-tariffs for financial relief, and they're asking firms or encouraging them to diversify their imports from other countries instead of dealing with United States. And the fourth thing is they're trying to encourage other countries to set up financial relationship with foreign investment companies to avoid working with the United States. Unfortunately, though, we're their biggest ally. And so, you know, we benefit from this. By them buying our treasuries, $1.5 trillion is what they hold somewhere thereabouts. So this is turning into a trade war. It's full blown now. Copper dropped a whole bunch, 3.8% here in one day. That's a huge drop. You know, so there's other areas that is starting to take effect in the marketplace. What we have not seen is take effect in data where countries or companies in the United States are saying this is affecting our financial bottom line. But that's what's going to come
well,
next, I believe.
We're going to have to talk more about China on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. Don't go far. You need to learn about that stuff you're holding in your hand. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. NATO diplomats were dumbfounded at the annual summit in Brussels as President Trump came out brawling in his first public comments. Trump accused NATO ally Germany of being a captive of Russia and called members of the alliance delinquent in their defense spending, insisting they increase it immediately. The top Republican in the House, Speaker Paul Ryan, didn't criticize the president, but he did come to the defense of NATO.
NATO is indispensable. It's as important today as it ever has been.
He says he agrees with President Trump that alliance members aren't contributing enough for defense. Asked about the president's comment that Germany is captive to Russia because of the oil and gas pipeline, Ryan sidestepped the issue, saying he believes it's wrong to criticize the president when he's overseas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That is joe@therealside.com. And, you know, grab the app. We have an Android app, an Apple app. Go ahead and say that three times fast, Apple app. And you can actually, I had a listener the other night say that it was great that he was able just to press the button, call Joe, because I must have hit a button for him, and he wanted to hit a button for me, and he thought it was just so easy that he was able to get there. Apple app, iPhone app, The Real Side with Joe Messina. But really what you came to listen to today is David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, every week we talk about your money, what's in your wallet and what's not in your wallet, if you would, and how to protect your dollars, but how the world is affecting that dollar bill sitting in your pocket. David, always a pleasure. And on the other side of the break, we were talking about China and how it is, you know, the trade wars were affecting the rest of the world. But China is also dealing with some of the countries around it to pump itself up, to give itself strength also, aren't they?
You know, they're trying to expand relationships with Russia, especially in the oil industry. They are definitely expanding their relationship with the European Union. They started negotiating with them here a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, they're avoiding having all of their or the majority of their revenue in the form of exports going to the United States. I mean, they're trying to diversify, which, you know, if you and I were in charge of the country and President Trump was, he'd be doing the same thing. So this is part of their strategy. And just in reference to our last segment on the tariffs that went into effect the last Friday, the $34 billion, that was a 25% tariff. Today, on the $200 billion tariffs that went into effect against China, that's a 10% tariff on $200 billion. So another thing that China could do is, in retaliation, they could raise more of the percentages on the existing tariffs to higher than what they're raising at, because they matched us tit for tat on Friday with the same amount of tariffs and percentages of dollars, or same amount of dollars and percentage of tariffs. So this is definitely escalating, and you know, China is looking for some relief. We might, you know, actually have the upper hand, but there's also some ramifications. We're seeing if we're going to start to see the in the laundry equipment, the Bureau of Labor came out with stats showing that there's a 17% increase that's happened in the last 3 months in the laundry equipment manufacturing, specifically due to tariffs. So inflation is starting to happen. It's being passed off to consumers and businesses. Unfortunately, that's who actually ends up paying for all this. There's no data in history says that this does benefit a country, short term or long term. And this is probably one of the biggest fights or wars we will see in reference to a trade war, probably in your and my lifetime.
Wow. Yeah. And again, it's back to trying to let people, not trying to let, but trying to show people how much all this stuff, I sound so uneducated, don't I? All this stuff intertwines with each other. You know, when you look at what's going on here on our own soil, the U.S., right, the stock indexes are down today. They were up yesterday. You know, you told us before this would be a roller coaster year. So, you know, you hit that one right on the, you nailed that. Let's just put it that way. You know, we had four or five days of down stocks. We had four or five days of up stocks. This isn't all because of the tariffs, is it?
Well, a lot of it has to do with tariffs, but a lot of it has to do with the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, and some of it has to do with just the market is at all-time highs, and the fundamentals, when you look at what you call trying to value the market, it's not a valued market anymore. So that's the biggest problem, I think, that we're facing when we look at this market right now. I mean, Jeffrey Gundlach, who's the bond king, said this recently in a tweet since our show last time. He said, yeah, the yield curve, which is nearly flat, looking at the 2-year to the 10-year yield, which is that's something we watch. And when this inverts, in other words, when long-term rates become lower than short-term rates, that becomes a problem. So when you have that, we had the Fed tightening, you had quantitative tightening going on, the tariffs, high stock and bond valuations, exploding deficits, that all equals risk. And we're not in a Goldilocks environment. So tax cut is triggering a spur of the market. That's what happened. But those tax cuts are running out as far as the engine or the gasoline for the engine. And now the markets have peaked. There's a lot of historical indicators that signals potentially huge losses ahead. In fact, there's a couple rules here. Rule number one. Things will prove to be cyclical. In other words, this thing runs in a cycle. And rule number two is some of the greatest opportunities for gains and also losses, Joe, come when other people forget rule number one. So don't forget rule number one. Things run in a cycle.
Right.
And typically we have a 7 or 8 year boom cycle in the market. We've gone from 2008 to 2018. We're 2 years past the cycle, and when you look at indicators of, you know, valuations, price for earnings, dividend yields,
right,
this is creating a whole monster that's not showing it's healthy right now, but you still have those cheerleaders out there that are saying, hey, this is a place to be investing. But this is what happens when a market gets ready to correct. It starts this volatility thing that we've been talking about, and it trades in a narrow range, and that's what's going on with the Dow.
Yeah, again, people don't really understand how this is all pulled together. And you, what I thought was interesting, and maybe you can comment on this before we go to break here, the market was up and moving up, even though it had heard about these tariffs. President Trump was talking even tougher with some of these other countries, and yet the market was still climbing. It was almost like they were totally ignoring this. You had said once before that the market was seemed at one point to be emotional, and it shouldn't be emotional. Kind of comment on that over the last few days.
Well, according to somebody who's very well respected, Scott Minyard, he's been on CNBC recently, and he said this in some tweets. He says markets are crazy to ignore the risk and the consequences of a trade war. He goes on and says the rally in stocks is the last hurrah. Investors should sell now. Speculators may do better in August. So what he's saying is that the market should not ignore what's going on, the fundamentals of the market, and ignore the trade war, because that's going to bring down the market. All it does is cause higher prices in companies, and it gets passed off to the consumer, which affects the economy. It's called the trickle-down effect, that side of the non-taxes we're referring to. So he's saying don't ignore it. And another person, very well respected, Dennis Gartman, says sell into the short-term strength, because long-term this market has peaked out. To put it into perspective, I think there's a very, very powerful indicator that we can go to that shows global economic expansion and contraction, known as the global wave, or GW. We can go back 30 years on this, Joe, and every time when this thing peaks out, within a year, there's either a recession or some sort of market crisis, and then it hits the trough or the bottom. And then it's followed by growth and gain. So that's the cycle. That's what I'm saying. You got to understand that we're in a cycle towards the end of it. Well, recently, this GW, or the global wave indicator, is signaling it's peaked, which means we, within the next 12 months, we're going to have an underperforming market, and we might either go into a recession or market crisis. Now, this is... takes away all the emotion. This is just data that's been true for 30 years. So are we going to reinvent the wheel here? I don't think so. I think this is going to be a sign. What I've been saying, this is another economic indicator that you can go by that says we're just in a short-term trading range and something bad is going to happen within the next 12 months.
Yeah, you know, and I love, and again, I do what do they call that, channel surfing, like everybody else does, and you know, depending, I won't mention any names, but depending on the channel you're on, you know what I'm saying, it's utopia or it's going into the toilet. It just depends. Hey, we're gonna go for a quick break because both of us believe in capitalism, so we're gonna try to make some money here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more David Fisher on the other side of the break.
Now, from Washington, D.C., the Truth Team, protecting you from learning what you shouldn't. From Obama.gov in Washington, a Truth Team update.
My father served in World War II, and when he came home, he got the services that he needed.
Truth Team says... On D-Day, Barack Obama Sr. was 7 years old. Lolo was 9. Did we miss anybody? From Washington,
this has been a Truth Team update.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Come on, I'll give you a minute to do a couple of twirls around your desk. It's happy music. We have to have happy music. Well, we're talking about the stocks, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on, you gotta love horns, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him right back up because he swore in the last segment, and I need to call him out on it. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, you said the R word, man.
Well, okay. I thought you wanted me to tell the truth on your program.
Well, I do, but couldn't you put like some fluff stuff, give us a safe room, send us some fluffy dog stuff?
Everybody cross your legs, sit down, and put your hands out and have an ohm moment.
There you go. Okay. All right. So you said the word recession.
So you got to play your happy music because the down and the S&P are down their worst day in July. I mean, we only got a few days already, but still, but don't get lulled to sleep by happy music. You got investing. Yeah, got to take away the emotion. You got to, you know, and that's what happy music, unfortunately, can do. It causes people to not be engaged in what's going on. And, I'm not a doomsayer. I've not always come on your program and saying, hey, it's bad times ahead. I'm saying, look at last year when we were on your program, I said, we're going to have a booming stock market. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
And that's what happened. I said, in fact, we're going to have a booming stock market. We're going to have gold move at the same time. I go, it's going to be a great, great environment and a growth for America. And that's exactly what happened. I just have to call it like it is. And we're hitting some brick walls is what's happening.
Right.
And that's as simple as that.
No, but I think people need to understand that we're heading down the road of a recession. And you're not, again, it's not doomsday. It's just the way you see it happening.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about what can people do in this environment, in this market, in this life. What can they do to kind of protect their money? What can they do to make sure that if the proverbial crap hits the fan, they've got an out?
Okay, well, if this is going to go against financial planners and stockbrokers, because they're not going to tell you to get out of the market. But when the market is up, sell a portion of the positions you have. Sell into the strength of this market and take some money off the table. Don't have 100% of your money in this deal, in this thing called the market right now, because there's too many indicators that are saying this thing is going to correct. So, I don't think people want to ride the market down like they did in 2007 and 2008. And if you're not wanting to do that and wait 5-6 years for you to break even again, take some money off the table. And people say, well, I don't want to miss out. Okay, but look at what's happening in the volatility aspect. If you look at your statement, it's fair to say since January, people have not made much in the stock market and probably maybe even lost some, because January was the peak for the Dow and the S&P 500. And just since we're talking about the S&P 500, I mentioned that. Check this fact out. Of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500, 10 of them are holding that index up. 10 have moved 100%, and the other 490 plus are either flat or slightly up or slightly down. So it's a very misleading thing. Just like, we were talking on the break there, you and I, the General Electric came out of the Dow. Well, why did General Electric come out of the Dow? Simple as this. It was losing money. They're upside down. Their debt structure. They were cooking their books. The Dow 30, the original 30 that was put together 112 years ago, the General Electric is the last of the 30 stocks that was in the original component index of the Dow, and they got replaced by Walgreens, which means when you have an underperforming stock in an index, you can replace it with a performing one. It's very, very disillusional. It's misleading. If I did that in the metal markets, my indexes in metals would highly outperform any index in the United States or globally.
Right. But you went a little bit too fast over there for the simple-minded ones like me. So basically, GE was well underperforming, right? I mean, simply. And then they're bringing in a company that is performing very well or above, and that will tweak and skew those averages, right?
Yes, they're underperforming because people lost faith in General Electric because they cooked their books. They didn't fully disclose the debt structure that they had. And therefore, when the market, their stock went down to like $11, when the Dow 30 stock goes down to that level, it's time to what you call delist them. Take them off the index list. And so when they take a stock off, they got to put a stock in. There's 30 stocks that comprise the Dow, which represents 1,000 stocks in the Dow. And so this is the last of the original 30 companies that was in the Dow.
Right.
So it's a very historic moment that happened last week.
Okay, yeah, and people need to realize that. I mean, things are changing, and things do change as the years go on, but it does make that much of a difference. And it was replaced by
Walgreens.
Yeah.
So here we have a manufacturing company and a global one being General Electric being replaced by a retail company. It doesn't even relate. I mean, it should not have been that company, but no. You know, that's a whole other topic for Wall Street. Even
I just think it's great, though. I think it shows you that there are no exacts on Wall Street. I mean, really, seriously.
No, it's whatever makes the index go up and perception. Yeah. You know, it's just like the whole thing with the Fed, the consumer price index. That's a manipulated index too. I mean, this is Wall Street I'm not against Wall Street. Just people understand what it is for what it is. When they say the Dow is going up, if they would have left General Electric in there, the Dow would be down way more than it is today.
It's a casino.
Well, there's an element of that. You want to talk casino? I mean, I don't know how much time we have left, but the corporate America is just full of casinos, and with reference to Wall Street shattering the party of buying back stocks. I mean, there's been a flood of cash from the Republicans' tax cut that U.S. public companies have announced, whopping $437 billion worth of stock buybacks, according to a research firm called TrimTaps. To put this into perspective, the previous quarter was $242 billion.
Right.
So this is double in the last 3 months. And put into perspective, $189 billion was the stock buybacks in 2007 before the market reset. So you want to talk about an overvalued market? Look at stock buybacks. That's what's supporting this market. It's not investors. It's companies buying back their own stock because they got a tax break from the government. That's why when people complain about, oh, this is for the wealthy, here's the fact. They're right. It was for the wealthy, and that's what's driving this market.
Yeah, but was it only for the wealthy?
I'm not saying it's only for wealthy, right. But it targeted corporations. It didn't target individuals.
Right.
It targeted. This was a corporate tax cut, not an individual. They said, we'll do that later on, and I hope they follow through with what they say. I'm not anti this tax cut. I'm pro this tax cut. And look at what it did for the market. But if you wouldn't have had this, you wouldn't have the Dow where it's at today. It would have peaked out a long time ago and have been much lower, but it's being fumed by corporations buying back their own stock.
Yeah, and people need to understand, when a company buys stock, it's buys back stock, or in this case, goes public with some stock, as some companies are doing, it doesn't necessarily mean they're in trouble. They're just trying to raise some capital, right?
It's actually it's a terrific news for shareholders and corporate executives. When they repurchase these vast amount of stocks, they're providing a persistent demand in share prices supporting this. I mean, it's a really good thing. But again, you want to talk about manipulation? That's what this is.
All right. So you got about 2 minutes left, just over two minutes. Let's talk about your newsletter. You know, people need to really, really spend some time and read up. When it comes to finances, especially, you got to read up on your finances. You got to get involved with people who have a clue. And you know, as I've gotten to know David over the years now, I really think you people need to give him a call. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. He's got some good information he's willing to send you. He's got some good information he's willing to talk to you about. David, tell us about the newsletter.
Well, it's called Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I See the Obvious. So this is, I give eight predictions. I cite the eight predictions I've already made previously on your show and other national radio programs and television shows and TD Ameritrade also, on my predictions, what I said, when it would come to pass, and the result of them pass, and those are documented. I give two future predictions, one short-term, one long-term. One, the short-term one is between now and the end of first quarter next year, a 10% correction based upon with a rider of it if we go in a much harsher trade war than we're in right now. And then the second prediction is, I don't know if we have time to go into it, but you have to get the newsletter. It's called Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I See the Obvious. It will help you diversify. It will help you protect your money from this next downturn, because everything, rule number one, everything runs in a cycle, and rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
Well, listen, let's tease the people a bit. Over the next 2 weeks, David and I have decided what we're going to do is we're going to teach you some basics about finance, you know, how the market operates, how money flows, you know, what the treasury bonds are and how they operate as well. And this Fed thing, you know, are you fed up with
ABC,
the Fed?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Fed as well. Anyway, David, always a pleasure. Give him a call. You can hear how much information he has for you. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or go to landmarkgold.com. Yeah, it's my Boston. Landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?